Well, over the next few months on the programme, we're going to take a look at traditions in farming and food in Ireland that are being rejuvenated. Traditions like drinking raw milk, making fresh blood pudding and using working horses in woodlands. And if I told you that a cow standing at just 38 inches was making a comeback in Ireland, you might be forgiven for thinking that I'd started quite early this morning, as it were. But that's exactly what's happening with Dexter cattle, a native mini cow breed that's increasing in popularity not only here but also in the UK and in America. The tradition of keeping the native Irish Dexter breed is making a comeback, and Ella McSweeney has been over to the west of Ireland to meet some farmers who are passionate about them. Ella, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles.
Why would a breed of cattle standing at 38 inches be popular? It sounds like the kind of bovine equivalent of the Shetland pony.
And it very much is. I mean, it's a native Irish breed that dates back to the 1750s in County Tipperary, when a Lord Hawarden's land estate man, who happened to be called Mr. Dexter, decided to breed these old Celtic black cattle for size and breed them smaller and smaller and smaller. And there was benefits to that, because back then farms were quite small. So you're looking at sort of 5 acres in size. They are what's called a dual purpose breed. They give beef and milk. Nowadays we have these continental breeds that are bred for, you know, super milk and super beef, but these are sort of two in one, if you like. And there's a lot of advantages to them. I went out to Mayo and Sligo, went over west and met with a few different farmers who are rejuvenating, as you say, this tradition of keeping them. The first person I met was this man called Joe Crean, who's an amazing guy. He lives in lovely Ballina, and for 25 years he ran a clothing shop called Rawhide. People in Ballina will very much remember that. And last year, the recession hit. He thought at the back of his mind, I've had enough of this. I want to start farming. I think he'd been overdosing on Hugh Farthing-Withingstall and all the rest. And he went to an agricultural show and he said, you know, very evocatively, he said, I never forget seeing this cow. And I went up to it, and as I went near it, it got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, ending up to the size of, I mean, I'm 5'6" and the back of them is up to my hip. And Joe fell in love with this cow, and this was a Dexter. And he decided to rent land 13 miles outside of Ballina, and every day, twice a day, he drives 13 miles from his house in Ballina, and he tends to his Dexters.
Here we are. Hello, Sammy.
How many Dexters do you have here?
I have two cows who just have given birth in the last month to two lovely calves, one bull calf and one cute little heifer.
And that was your first experience,
was
it?
And this is my first experience of calving and cows.
And they're known for being good mothers and easy calvers, aren't they?
Extremely good mothers, and very hard to get near a calf when they have them.
And we're in the field now, and there they are. What a colour they are. How would you describe that? It's a kind of Irish auburn colour,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful red.
They're about, what would it be, about a third the size of a normal cow.
Enormous cow, yeah. They're like a teeny, tiny cow. Very small. Their colour is sort of, like you said, very auburn.
How high? How many inches high?
These ones would be around 39, 40 inches maximum.
So that's about three rulers worth.
Yeah, three rulers and a bit's worth, yeah.
And they strike me as the kind of cow that you would see in a children's book. Big eyes, big ears, big wet nose, long tail.
Yeah, very long tail.
Very
actually.
Shiny coat.
Yeah.
And the little ones then are the same. I mean, they are just too cute for words, really,
yeah,
to look at.
Basically, yeah, they are too cute for words. And when they were born, they were no bigger than a small sheepdog, which was really something else. It was unbelievable. And the moment they were born, the mother hid them in a bush. Because I had come out to check. I was looking at one of the World Cup matches. I noticed that she was acting funny. And at halftime, 20 minutes later, I came out and there was this little calf. And they'd hide them behind thistles or in bushes or you name it, but finding them and even approaching them, they're very protective. It was a tough evening, I'm telling you.
And what kind of behaviour do you think is very characteristic of Dexters?
Independence, basically. If any of these cows want to get out of the field, they'll get out of the field. If they see a hole that a dog wouldn't get through, these cows will go through it. They don't think they're cows, I think. They think they're horses. One of them took this 5-foot wall.
Jumped over it.
Yeah, gone. Very independent. But I like them for that. And I just like looking at them. That's basically the whole thing.
Does the fact that they're native Irish mean anything to you?
That was the whole thing. They were native Irish, and finding a native Irish cow was a lot harder than I expected.
And why is it important?
Well, because they're Irish, and you know, we have to sort of hold on to our heritage, basically.
Right, that's hobby farmer Joe Crean in Ballina. You've also talked to Billy Somerville, who's a commercial farmer in Sligo.
Yeah, Billy lives on the border of Mayo and Sligo. He is a commercial farmer, full-time farmer with 250 acres. And it was interesting talking to him because he doesn't see Dexter's as only for the Joe types, the hobby farmers, but he sees them as making money. And he told me why he decided to get out of the continental breeds.
We had a commercial herd of suckler cows. We had about 60 cows. Limousine Montbéliard crosses from the dairy herd, and we used a Charolais bull on them. That herd had qualified for a single farm payment of 21,000. And when we did the sums, we realised that that was most of your profit in the 21,000 single farm payment. And I decided that we're just going into reps three, and the fact that Dexter's were one of the rare breeds that qualified for premium, I decided to clear out the suckler herd and put in a herd of Dexter's. We now have about 33, 34 cows, which are drawing down about 7,000 a year premium. We're still getting our single farm payment. We've cut our costs in more than half, and we're more profitable, and I love Dexter's.
The continental breeds are the kind of Formula One of racing, aren't
they? They're the Formula One of racing. So you call the Dexter's the Volkswagen Beetle.
Or the horse and car.
Or the horse and car, yeah.
What are you getting out of these Dexter's now? I mean, what profit is there to be made? Because Dexter meat isn't something that I see in restaurants.
Being a rare breed, there isn't much of it. We have, when I say we, the Dexter Cattle Society, we have a contract, Crossgar Meats in Downpatrick, for meat from the Dexter herd. Pure bred Dexter, nothing else is acceptable. And there are no charges at the factory or no levies. Crossgar Meats pays all of that. So what we get for our carcass is 100% the value of the carcass. Now, carcasses are light. You're talking about maybe 150, 160 kg. When you tot up the premium price that we get for it, and the fact that you would keep two Dexters where you would keep one continental, I think we're doing better.
If your contract with Crossgar Meats fell through, you have no market, do you?
The other market, Ella, would be farmers markets. I know some breeders down Cork and down there that are selling their product on farmers markets and doing very well.
As Dexter beef?
As Dexter beef, yeah. Because it is a premium. The flavour now, as I say, I've never tasted anything like it. It is out on its own.
Describe it.
You're familiar with Angus beef?
Yeah.
The Dexter beef, it's marbled like the Angus. But because of the fact that it's naturally reared and not intensively reared and grass-based, it has that natural beef flavour. Because sometimes you get a bit of continental beef and you might as well eat a piece of leather or cardboard.
We saw the Food Harvest report published last week.
Yes.
And a big focus of that is this idea of Ireland producing environmentally friendly produce, green produce.
Yes.
How do rare breeds fit into that picture in 2020?
Rare breeds and traditional breeds like the Angus, the Shorthorn and the Hereford. And I think there should be more emphasis on those and projecting our green image with those breeds. Now, continental breeders might not agree with me. We would be entitled to a premium price for our product because of our green image. And I think if we get that, I could see the traditional breeds, you know, numbers growing in the future.
OK, also in Sligo, Henry Judge is a hill farmer. And I think you get down and dirty in the milking sense
so
with Henry.
Yeah, Henry has this beautiful farm in the Ox Mountains near Dromore West. He keeps Dexters because he has, you know, very tough land, hard land, it's bogland. But he also milks one of them.
As we're crossing my land now, my neighbour's farm is here. You can see it's a different colour than the land that I'm in here. So all the turf has been cut away off this particular field, but the field next door to it, there's about 5 foot of bog there, so there's more turf left on that.
So in some ways you're constantly fighting the desire of your land to go back, to revert back to the way it naturally should be up here, which is bogland.
Yeah, well, anybody living on the hill what has been reclaimed from bog, they know that it will go back into bog if it's left alone again. We have to keep it trimmed and keep the livestock on it and put lime on it occasionally and try and just keep the weeds and rushes and thistles out of it.
And the dextras fit into that equation?
Well, the dextras fit in very well because they seem to eat a lot of the weeds and the rushes, and they live on very poor vegetation as opposed to various breeds of cattle. In here, you can see her now with her little calf. Cow at this stage is 12 years old.
She's 12, is she?
Yeah, yeah. She was 10 when I got her. People laugh when they look at them, you know.
And the little calf here, 2 weeks old, little bull calf.
2 weeks old, and it has roughly doubled in size since it was born. So if you can imagine, 2 weeks ago it was only half what it is now. So it's what, about the size of an Alsatian dog at the moment?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. I have some nuts prepared here in a bucket, and this is a little bit of feed.
So what's in there? Nuts and a few oats, is it?
It's just oats, that she won't eat the nuts quickly, and that she'll actually be doing something while I'm taking the milk from her.
So the nuts go down and she's going to have them. You're going to put a rope around her neck.
Yeah, that's just for handiness.
And tie it to the wall so she stays in one position. There can't be many people hand milking cows these days in Ireland.
I don't think so. I just want to wash her odour now. This is important because sometimes there will be dust or loose hairs when you wash it. It takes all the stuff away.
So you're just using a sponge there and a bit of water. And if I feel her udder, it's packed full of milk, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Lovely and warm.
Yeah, the top finger, it's like playing the guitar.
The colour of the milk, it's a kind of...
creamy.
It's a creamy colour,
yeah.
Creamy
colour, yeah.
It's not that very glistening white that you're used to coming out of the bottle.
Exactly.
What do you think the potential is for dexters and hill farming? Farmers like you who are challenged by the land that they have.
See those hills here, those brown hills? If you were to put continental cattle on those, they'd just die. They wouldn't survive there. I honestly think that for the west of Ireland, or for the poorer land, that all those native breeds will come back and have to come back before farmers can survive in the west of Ireland.
That's Henry Judge, hill farmer from the Ox Mountains in County Sligo. Henry Judge, the Jimi Hendrix of the Ox Mountains. It's like playing a guitar, he said, milking a cow.
And it was.
Yeah, okay. You've fallen in love with these, haven't you? You think they're great.
I think it is lovely to see the tradition of farming native breeds that are easy on the land. Again, they're not the be-all and end-all, and continental breeds are fantastic. But certainly it's a charming breed to see, no doubt.
Okay, that's the Dexter cattle of Mayo and Sligo. You can see photographs, you can contribute your own stories, recipes and photographs and traditions, or of traditions in farming and food, on the Homegrown Facebook page. And we'll have a link on our website, rte.ie/radio1/today with Pat Kenny. So you can actually get a look at a photograph and see what